بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Yesterday we mentioned the point that when the need arises to punish a child, do not use a heavy stick nor fists. Do not kick the child nor slap the child in the face. Also do not hit on the head. We mentioned yesterday that a person, a parent, if need arises for him to discipline the child, then there is permission for a parent to mete out corporal punishment. But this also depends on the age of the child. Here ulama explain, if the child is not baligh as yet, is not mature as yet, then sometime a few shots without leaving behind any marks on the child of the body will be beneficial to the child. But when the child becomes of age, what we call a murahiq, the child is near the age of maturity, etc., then ulama explained to hit the child physically would be detrimental to the child, become more stubborn. So in that time, that age, we find in the ahadith and different riwayat, different incidents of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, there was an incident mentioned about Abdullah bin Mughaffal radiallahu ta'ala anhum. He had a nephew, and he found that nephew of his was throwing stones and pebbles at people. So he warned that nephew and told him that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prevented us from throwing stones at people. It might hurt him, might hurt his eye, his body, etc. So stop this. But his nephew continued still. So Abdullah bin Mughaffar radiallahu ta'ala anhu told his nephew that if you will not stop from what you are doing, then I cut off ties with you, I will not speak to you anymore. So from here ulama explained that when a child is of age, he understands, then to stop speaking to the child for a certain amount of time can be beneficial to the child. Then the child will feel the pinch. My daughter is not listening, my son isn't listening. So for a certain amount of time, don't speak to the child, ignore the child. In that way, the child will come onto the right path. But if the child is younger than that, sometimes it is beneficial for the parent to give him a few shots to teach him a lesson. So here we understand that when a child is of 7 years old, command him with salah. When he's 10 years old, then a person should give the child a few shots for not performing salah. But the different ways of making a tarbiyat of the child. And here the question is posed also, that why does a child become disobedient? Why is he not listening? There are different reasons given in kitabs, etc., why the child isn't listening. Sometimes it is because of the things he's exposed to. The friends, the peer pressure, and he's given his heart to his friends, so he's not listening to the parent. But the parent has to use a certain way now, how to discipline the child. Then ulama explain also that possibly he's exposed to movies and style of the kuffar and the west, that now he must adopt their style. And their style now is more a more vocal way against the parents. So he wants to do it in the same manner. So different reasons they explain, inshallah we'll continue with this tomorrow, that the reasons behind why children become disobedient and how to discipline them. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah.